Sports Breakfast. Let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer. Thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
Andy.
Good morning.
Are you a big fan of Match of the Day out of the UK?
I always love Match of the Day.
You know, James, Prime Minister Cameron has asked Gary Lineker to keep his promise, and that promise was if Leicester City actually won the EPL, he would do Match of the Day in his underwear.
and Lineker will do that. Lineker will do
actually,
that.
Actually, that's an idea of ratings.
What a story. It's just so many good things coming out in the last 24 hours from that part of the world. And I do notice in this part of the world that the Adelaide Minister for Sport, Leon Bignall, has asked Leicester whether they'd consider playing Adelaide United in a one-off game at Adelaide Oval any time this year.
What's the likelihood of that?
Well, look, in March, they were invited to play in the International Champions Cup in the Los Angeles version of that against Paris Saint-Germain and Celtic. So I don't think that would happen.
Big one today, mate. Real Madrid 1-0 over Man City.
Yes, indeed. And it was an own goal in the 20th minute that split them off Fernando. And then Fernandinho brushed the post in the 44th for the visitors. And Bale hit the crossbar, but we have a repeat of the 2013-2014 competition in Lisbon. It was a cracker that day. Real Madrid beat Atletico 4-1. There's quite an interesting battle between those two sides and Barcelona in La Liga with two rounds to play, a point splitting them. So it shows you that Atletico's consistency at a domestic level has been translated also at the Champions League level. The final market is up. The game on the 29th. Real Madrid at the moment at $2.50. The draw at $3.10. Atletico at $3.
Fantastic, mate. And what about tips for tomorrow? Second leg ties of the always have trouble there.
Europa
League semis.
Yeah, well, it's going to be good to see if Liverpool can bounce back from losing at the end in Spain last week, 1-0 against Villarreal. They're fourth in La Liga. Liverpool $1.80 to draw at $3.50, the Spaniards at $4.50. And the Reds are aiming for their first European final appearance since 2007. I think they actually will do it tomorrow, despite a bit of indifferent form of late, winless in the last three competitive games, including a 3-1 loss against Swansea. But I think the home teams, Liverpool into Sevilla, who got two away goals in a 2-2 draw at Shakhtar. So Liverpool into Sevilla tomorrow morning.
Harry Redknapp, mate, is he coming out to join the Mariners?
Or
to be a consultant?
A consultant, but on radio in the UK, he actually said he was coming out to the South Coast Mariners. We've got a bit tongue-tied there, Central Coast. But it seems that he's coming out a couple of times during the season.
Okay.
He'll be consulting from a distance, but coming out hands-on for a couple of visits, not
really
out here full-time.
I don't want to be sceptical.
But
would it be a benefit?
Oh, look, you know, we know.
What sort of money are you paying him just to drop in and say hello to the South Coast Mariners for?
Well, there's one aspect in all of this. Peter Story is involved with the Mariners, as we know. And Peter and Harry work together at West Ham and also down the south of England. So there's a lot of history and friendship there. That's probably how it's all come about. And we saw him recently, of course. He was out here with the World Cup qualifiers for Jordan, the two games that he had to control, including the 5-1 loss. So,
yeah.
Is it a good thing? Well, he's got experience, but he must be close to 70 now, I think, good old Harry.
And that doesn't worry me. Yeah,
no,
age doesn't worry me. It's just the fact of, you know.
Will he make a difference?
Yeah.
And, look, they need as much help as possible, as we know, after a very, very poor A-League. I think they only won three games in the end.
Yeah. Good on you, Andy. Thanks so much for that.
Enjoy your day. See you tomorrow.
You sound a bit dusty, Andy. What have you been doing?
Just working away, chipping away with launching our charity and watching a lot of football, getting up early, you know, the story, it just doesn't stop.
Yeah, and you get the occasional fur ball, don't you? Hair ball.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
It's all right, mate.
This is
Have a good day.